Have you ever wondered why so many good environmental ideas end up going nowhere? I've been turning this over in my mind for a long time. The problem usually isn't that the idea isn't good enough. It's that somewhere inside it, there's a party who has no way to make money. In the recycling models of the circular economy, there's a core design question, and it's this. You have to build a business model where every party stands to profit. That sounds simple, but it's actually the hardest part, because the moment any single party's incentive is misaligned, the whole loop breaks at exactly that point. So what business model innovation is really doing is rearranging everyone's incentives, so that the flow of profit and the goals of the environment move down the same road. Over time, I came to understand that there's a triangular balance behind all this. On one side is the environmental effect, on another side is the social impact, and on the third side is the social impact. And on the third side is commercial sustainability. You can't do without any one of these three. If you only talk about public good, it can't sustain itself, and it won't last. If you only talk about commerce, it lacks social credibility, and people won't trust you. Only when these three corners can balance does the innovation truly stand on its own, and only then can it spread. So the way I see it, this isn't about compromising between profit and the public good. It's about redefining what we mean by value. And of course, I'm still asking myself, can this triangle really be maximized on all three sides at once? Will the commercial end in the end still swallow up the other two? I don't have answers to these yet, but I think they're worth keeping in mind and worth coming back to again and again.